shut down temporarily the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Talk some duck hoops. Man, they're rolling. With UConn falling at Louisville, they're now an historic third in the rankings. Big trip to the Bay Area pending. Follow our guest on Twitter. The handle's at GoDucksKG. Kelly Graves checks in. Coach, happy Monday. How are things going with you?
Steve, every Monday's good, buddy. I'm happy to be here, big guy. That was not much of a game last night, though, was it?
Well, you see,
I'm not talking about ours. I'm talking about the other
one. Yeah, you set the stage. My thing is, being a baseball nut, I could do 1-0, 2-1, and appreciate the defense. So I wasn't bored. I was kind of riveted. I actually enjoyed the game. I seem to be in the minority. What'd you think?
Well, you know, I didn't even see the first half, and everybody told me that I didn't miss anything. Obviously, it was like 3-0, so we actually had a recruit on campus, and we were spending some time with them after the game. So I'm with you. As long as it comes down to where it's the last possession or so, then I'm good with it. But I didn't know if it was like a well-played game, if the defense was great, or if just the offense sputtered, or, you know, I didn't really analyze it, nor do I care.
Okay. You know, I actually, first of all, after watching you guys yesterday hang 100, anything that happened out there would have seemed less offensively. But, Coach, I want to get to Friday. That's a really good Utah team. So, late in the third, they rally and take the lead. I notice you don't go timeout happy. You kind of let your team work through it. What does that say about the level of trust you and your staff have for this team?
Well, I certainly believe in my group. There's no question about that. We're an experienced team, so I figured they would work their way through. You know, I usually don't use the timeouts unless there's something egregious that's going on. You know, I like to save them. In our game, we get to save them the last minute, use them, and advance the ball. There's a real advantage to that the men don't have yet.
Right.
But no, I believe in them, and I just thought, you know, we had just lost the momentum just briefly. It wasn't like we were doing it. I thought it was a well-played game, Steve, by both teams.
Yeah.
Both teams shot it well, took care of the ball. There were relatively few fouls. It never really got out of hand until late. So it was a well-played, good game between two really good teams. And then we just took off that fourth quarter. Boy, we played well. I don't know how bad we ended up outscoring them, but we had to have been maybe 30 on them in that last one. And defensively, we were really on point. And then it just stretched it out.
You scored 31 of the last 40 points in the game.
Oh, we did. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we took the lead, didn't we, going into the fourth quarter?
Yep.
I think we kind of rallied before the quarter and took the lead and then just took off in that fourth.
You know, sometimes you pick a statistic. I grabbed Aaron Boley's 7 rebounds. That's the best she's done for you. And I kind of think that ties into what Satu said after the game, the unselfish nature of your team. It's like each player sees each game as an opportunity. What can we do? I mean, that attitude, the whatever is needed, is really a unique attribute of your team, isn't it?
It is. I'm really glad that she said that. I truly believe they believe in it. And I think that's what's made this group really, really special. Obviously, we got a long way to go, but on any given night, it can be any different player. And then on that particular night, we had 6 in double figures. So everybody contributed. And on those big games, that's what's got to happen. But I think, and I'm glad you pointed out, Aaron, 7 rebounds. You know, I think she's made a concerted effort to do a better job on the boards, her and Satu. And I think as they've done that, we've become a much better team. It doesn't have to mean Sabrina goes in there and mixes it up with the big guys all the time, and then Ruthie doesn't have to get her 12 to 15 a game. So I think Aaron's really improving defensively, and that's key for us, actually.
You know, as we continue with Coach Graves, after both games, rather run into the interview room, I went down to the floor because I just love to watch your team interact with the fans. Satu was engaging some kids. I'm talking, she's laughing, talking with them, thanking them for coming out with just an air of sincerity. I mean, I don't, you know, you've been around a while. I've been watching this. It just seems like this is, your team has made such a unique connection with this fan base.
Oh, I think they have, and in women's basketball, I think that's what sells. I think that's why people come out and watch. And, you know, they're obviously very talented and play hard and things like that, but they play with a different level of passion, and I'm glad that they are engaging the fans. I know that they are. I'm usually in talking with you guys at the media, but I go out and I see what's going on, and I think that's really neat. In fact, I think the fire marshal got on us after one of the games. Maybe it was the last week. We had too many people on the floor at the end of the game, so that's why they put the new line up. You got to snake around to get autographs. So hopefully people still continue to stay and do that, but I'm glad they're engaging with the fans because they are really engaging people. I mean, what you see is what you get. They are not phony baloney.
No.
They are the real thing, and gosh, they just play with so much passion, and I love it.
You know, and if you take into account sports-wise, Super Sunday is like the biggest thing in America. It's a 60-point blowout, more than 6,000 people there. And like I said, when I went down on the floor, it seemed like everybody was hanging. There must have been 800 people waiting to get autographs and to get posters signed. I mean, I and you know, like people say, I don't mean to gush. I kind of do.
Oh.
your team just gets it. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, Steve, that really makes me feel good to hear you say that. I think that's important, and I hope our players get it and understand it, because you know, I tell them all the time, there's going to come a time when nobody's going to want your autograph, you know. So you might as well enjoy it while it's here and embrace it. And I think the fans are really embracing this team. And I know we have the Bay Area trip to talk about first, but next week during Civil War, I think that Friday night, we've got a good shot at filling that place.
I would bet on it, and I bet a lot. You know?
Okay. And how we doing?
We're about even. Yesterday, I took a hit. Okay. I was doing well. Remember, I told you I thought the Rams were going to win, so take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, well.
Coach, as far as the mentality of your team, you know, 2 years ago, the run was unexpected. Last year, you just checked a lot of boxes, winning the conference, the tournament, Elite Eight. How often do you and your staff now need to remind your team that they wear a huge bullseye? Teams have you circled on the schedule, and you're getting everybody's best shot every game.
I think that's why we're getting better, because we are. We can't have an off night. We better be ready, because they're shooting for us. We talk about it, absolutely. We talk about getting better every day. That's one of our mantras. This week, the word of the week is stranglehold. I kind of went around to each one of them during practice today, or as they were lifting, and kind of put my hands around their neck, you know, stranglehold, because we go down and win this weekend in the Bay Area, we really can take a stranglehold to this conference. And, you know, and that's what we're shooting for this week, that's for sure.
We're talking with Kelly Graves. You know, during the game, I was talking with Ryan Thorburn, and he brought up an interesting point. When your games get out of hand, traditionally, you know, teams have an end of the bench. You have 9 players available. How unique is it, or I don't know, maybe challenging, that with the outcome in the bag, you can't rest all your best players because you have so many of them? There's always a starter out there.
Yeah, that's one of the negatives in a game like that, you know, because man, somebody could get hurt late or whatever. It was particularly awful on Sunday, only because, you know, JR is such a good friend of mine and almost just like family. And to, you know, have it escalate like that was tough. But, you know, we've tried to manage the minutes, though. If you look, I think overall we still only have 2 players averaging 30 minutes on the season.
Yep.
So I don't think our players are overworked, even though you're right. Somebody's going to have to stay on the floor. But, listen, we've got a good bench. I think our bench is really playing well. Audie had a huge game on Friday night.
Yep.
And then, you know, they all gave us a lift yesterday. I thought they all played. 1 through 9, we played pretty good yesterday, no doubt.
Yeah, by the way, was that her first 3 attempt and make of the season, Audie? I mean, she feeling it or what?
Wait, Audie hit a 3?
Well, I'm saying,
I knew she had a couple of outside shots.
What was it, a 3 or was it?
Okay.
I'm not sure. I know she took one, and I don't think she had all year. But that, you know, her shooting from the perimeter is not something we've seen a lot. How about, is that a safe statement?
that is a safe statement. I don't know why. We were kind of joking about that today with the team, but you know, she's capable. I think what happens is you kind of fill a role. I mean, we all do, and we always have such elite shooters everywhere on the court that she feels like, okay, well, my role is to go get rebounds, get some putbacks, drive, maybe a couple of post-ups. And so when she's that open, I don't think she knew what to do. But she should sure bought some extra shots next game, didn't she? When they when they appear.
By the way,
so,
our cracker.
Good for her, man. I tell you, I love Audie Gilden. I mean, she is a true student athlete and a great teammate, man. I'd take 100 of hers every game.
And by the way, our Cracker Jack staff has confirmed it was a long two. So technically, she's yet to
order. All right, now I can get on her because a long two's the worst shot in basketball, right?
A couple final thoughts for Coach Graves. You know, I've heard you talk so much about you pick certain statistics that you think are indicative and a path to victory, whether it be assist to turnover. You like assists to baskets. I mean, I know yesterday you were just on your game, but still 21 assists for 32 buckets. You take that every game, don't you?
You would, yeah. 60% is pretty good. You know, it can be misleading sometimes because let's say you get a lot of steals, a lot of breakaway layups, things like that, offensive rebounds that are put back. So it's not always trite and true, but pretty close. And this team is averaging about 21 assists. And more importantly, Steve, did you see the turnover numbers?
Yeah, six. It's amazing.
And I think we're, you know, first or second in the country in fewest turnovers per game. And that really pleases me. That just means we're making good decisions. And our shooting percentage, I think we're still one or two in the country. Again, that's decision-making. You know, we're taking good shots. So I'm really pleased with how the group's playing.
And one last thought, obviously a big focus. People might think Stanford, that's Sunday. Cal beat Stanford last Thursday at home. You know, they gave UConn a scare. Lindsay Gottlieb's done a really good job her time there. What kind of challenges do you expect from these Golden Bears?
A big one, and I'm glad that you mentioned that. I think people kind of forget that. We got that Friday game. But, yeah, Cal has Christine Enigwe. You know, they have other players, but Christine Enigwe leads the nation in rebounds. She's averaging 17.5 per game in conference play.
Jeez.
That's more than Ruthie and Satu combined. So she's a load on the glass and a first-round draft pick this year. And then they've surrounded her. What their knock has always been, they can't shoot the ball. Well, they've got four shooters now they can put on the floor at any time. And so you've got to play Enigwe honestly inside, and then they can beat you outside. So they're athletic. They're good defensively. They play really hard. And you mentioned Coach Gottlieb, I think, does a really good job. So, yeah, it's going to be quite a test Friday night, long before we get to Sunday in Palo Alto.
Yep, 8 o'clock Friday, Haas Pavilion in Berkeley, 1 p.m. Sunday. That game will be on ESPN2. Obviously, we've got the action with Terry. He's the coach. Follow on Twitter using @GoDucksKG. Always a great talk, Coach. Enjoy it. Travel safe, and best of luck in the Bay Area this weekend.
Oh, Steve, I appreciate it, buddy.
All right,
good talking with you.
Yeah, always fun. Thanks a lot, Coach. Take it easy.